This week, we're going to continue to bring back those stories of you, those stories of you who have joined at one time or another the Fearless Money Sisterhood, those stories of amazing success that we want to celebrate. So enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Hello, hello there, and welcome back. This is part two of the listener stories and why it takes a village. If this is your first time listening, I encourage you to make sure you listen to last week's episode, which is episode 89. Now, today I've got three more ladies to introduce you today. They are Julie, Darla, and Melanie. I am still overflowing with emotions with last week's episode, and when you hear today's, you'll understand why this overflow of emotions is not going to stop. The changes, the growth, the confidence, the success these ladies have achieved is worth noting and celebrating. And you will hear again the message in this episode, how it really boils down that it takes a village. You don't have to do this alone, nor should you. It's always good to have cheerleaders, it's always good to have accountability, and it's always good to have a support group. Now, last week, if you've been following us for a while, you know that we did the 5-day budget reset challenge and had a blast with that. And you'll also know that this week is when enrollment is open for the Fearless Money Sisterhood. So it is just open until Friday, February 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So if you are ready to make a change and have been looking for something that is doable for your wallet and your time, I'd be honored to have you in the Fearless Money Sisterhood. You can do that over at jenhempel.com/FMS. And that stands for Fearless Money Sisterhood. So enough about that, because I am really, really stoked and excited for you to meet Julie, Darla, and Melanie. Welcome, Julie. I'm excited to have you here to chat a little bit about the Fearless Money Sisterhood. So welcome.
Thank you for having me, Jen.
Well, it's been such a treat getting to know you and connecting with you, because we've probably been connected for, I would say, a little over a year. And you really have made these huge, huge strides in terms of debt payoff, saving money. And you've also been such a great cheerleader, because in the Fearless Money Sisterhood, we have accountability partners. And I know you two have been this dynamo duo as far as accountability and support goes. So I really, really loved seeing that. And I definitely appreciate it. Now, I wanted to know for those listening, for them to know a little bit about who you are, Julie. So if you can tell us a little bit about you.
Sure, I can do that. My name is Julie and I live in Munich in Germany. And I am working right now as a social media manager. Mm-hmm. I have one client, he's a life coach, and I do his whole Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of challenges. But I love the action, because like every day something new is coming up and you have to adjust quickly. And it's always like you turn around and there are like three more tasks to do.
I bet. And that's a shift, because you were doing something else prior to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Awesome. So I wanted to know a little bit about, before you joined the Fearless Money Sisterhood, where were you at in terms of finances, like your situation, maybe your frustrations, those type of things?
Sure. Well, I was a typical girl, so I just like spent a lot of money and was not really looking after my bills. It was always like, oh, I got a new bill in my mail. Let's put them on the staple and just wait for it. Mm-hmm. And so I managed to collect 10,000 euros in debt. And kept them with me for a long time and always just paying like the minimum amount to still be able to keep my credit card and stuff like that. And it was really a hustle because I had it in the back of my mind the whole time, but I was not ready to work on it. And also I had nowhere to turn to because money is not an issue that you talk to about with everyone. You really have like special people that you talk and that you really trust. I just collected like all this debt and was always just like, okay, what is the minimum that I have to pay just to keep them off my back a little bit longer?
So what shifted for you? So you were in this debt, you were paying the minimum payments, and then what shifted for you, and how did you end up connecting with, I think it was a podcast, right? So tell us a little bit about how you got there.
Yeah, so the first time is when, like all people do nowadays, when you have a problem, you just go online and you check what you can find. And I was looking for podcasts that I can listen to while I'm working out, and I found Her Money Matters. And I really liked it because it was a woman talking to me. I did have a life coach at that time, and I was always like, yeah, but you know, I have this great American woman and she has this little accent and it's really nice to listen and I really feel she understands me. And he was like, okay, so what do I have to do? Do I have to speak with an accent now to you? And I was just like, no, it's just like the whole vibe is different and I feel really understood and I feel that I'm at a place where I can really ask even stupid questions because that was my biggest weakness, that I didn't get started because I didn't want to ask stupid questions and get answers like everybody knows that. Like,
So
great.
you are afraid to ask. Yeah, I hear
Yeah,
you.
I didn't know that. So,
Well, I'm
and
glad
that
I
was the
made you
first time.
comfortable enough to get some, to ask to ask those questions. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, while I was listening to the podcast, I heard so many questions and I was like, yeah, that's something I would like to ask, but I don't feel like being able. Or I would embarrass myself if I asked something like that. And that really got me started. And then I checked out Facebook, and that's when I saw the Financial Money Sisterhood.
Awesome. So since when you joined, of course, and I just want to add a little bit here, when with the Fearless Money Sisterhood program is it's not meant for you to be in there forever. Of course, I welcome you, but really the point is to get in there, set your goals for yourself, get it done, and then you can go on with your life. So while in the sisterhood, what were you able to achieve?
So when I joined the sisterhood, I felt that I really got connected and that I really found people that are interested in supporting me in my financial journey. And I really enjoyed all the materials that are online, the workshops, the open rounds where we could really talk about all our topics and also just being able to share wins. I remember one time when I set myself a goal when I went to IKEA for shopping, and we all know you never get out with a little bit. You always have way too much when you go shopping at IKEA and or any other decoration store. And so I posted the receipt afterwards, and it was really great to have some accountability. And also, what was really great for me is to get accountability partner, someone who's really close to you and who doesn't judge you about your decisions and is just there for you and supports you. It was really freeing for myself because I didn't saw my bills as an enemy anymore, as threat, as something that I just want to hide somewhere. I really sat down, I really looked at it, I made a plan and I got out of there. And it really helped me a lot to simply have somebody who checked in on me from time to time, because as soon as we grow up, nobody's doing as for us anymore. I remember when I was younger, my mom was always controlling all of my accounts, what was super annoying. But now I know that it wasn't that bad. But it's just when you grow up, you just all of a sudden you have all the freedom and you also have all the responsibility. And I just realized that I have to didn't up to my responsibilities and really, yeah, really face them.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I'm paying off that doesn't mean I had a frugal life and I was sitting here and just eating yogurt the whole week. It just means for me now to have an overview and to be really able to say like, okay, you know what? Today you can, I say waste money, but it's more just like really get something for you, for yourself. And I don't have to feel guilty about it. I don't have to think about all the bills that I could have paid with this money. Right. I can really get out there and buy myself a nice dress or buy myself some great food that I would normally not buy because it's not in my budget. And it's freeing that on one side I have some rules set up for my money,
mm-hmm.
but on the other side I gain so much more freedom and I can really enjoy the freedom of spending that money for myself and really getting a kick out of it, like in a good way, not in this way like, oh my gosh, in 6 weeks the bill is coming. It's more like, okay, great, for this half an hour I will enjoy myself because I can get myself some, I don't know, some pie or something like that.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be huge things. It's also the small things that I'm able to enjoy now.
That is awesome.
And to really, yeah.
And tell us,
have a great time.
right. And I love that you talked about the freedom. And tell us a little bit about what happened to that debt that you accumulated?
So I was able to pay it off. I didn't pay the complete amount.
Uh-huh.
But what I did is it was like a wake-up call to really look at what happened, what kind of bills are they, to really dig into it, and then find out a way to pay it off. And something that I did and what I recommend for people that have a lot of debt is just ask the people, sometimes offer a smaller amount, and if it's there for a long time, you can get it reduced.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some of my debt. I got reduced 20% or 10%. Another bill was reduced by 50%. That was a huge win for me. Of mm-hmm. course, I still had to pay the other 50%. And if you have a bill of 6,000 euros, it's still 3,000 euros that you have to pay, right?
But right. But you negotiated, which is awesome.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of pressure away already. And it just took me a long time to become that courageous to really ask for it. And so I was able to pay that debt and to kill it from my credit report and everything. And it's a really awesome feeling.
I bet. And you did awesome. I love that you negotiated. You really conquered your fears. You went from being afraid of asking questions because you felt like they were dumb questions, which no question is a dumb question, to stepping up in your own confidence and negotiating down some debt, which is amazing. I love that. So Julie, tell us a little bit about what has been your favorite part of the Fearless Money Sisterhood.
Well, my most favorite part definitely is to have an accountability partner. And in case your partner is busy, you have a whole community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you never alone. If you need someone, you can always reach out. And the support that you get, the feedback that you get is huge. And that's something I think was for me really the biggest part of all, just to be able to come to one point or to one community and really ask my dumb questions and or read the dumb questions from somebody else. Sometimes it was just like, oh, yeah, that's a question I always wanted to ask, but I was afraid of. I'm so happy that somebody else asked this question already and is getting answers. and awesome. I think that also empowered me to really step up and step forward and ask my dumb questions at that
time. Even though they're not dumb questions. Questions are dumb questions. So,
yeah.
So for those listening, what would be one big reason you would recommend someone to join the Fearless Money Sisterhood?
One reason. Well, there are so many. So,
or one or two.
I try to make it short.
Sure, go for it.
So the reason why I would recommend to join is simply to really be able to talk about money open and honestly, to really talk about debt and about the bills, about credit cards that are getting declined or piling up, your bad credit report, stuff like that. Because just because you hide it in somewhere in your closet or something like that, it doesn't go away. And that is something that is really good at the financial money sisterhood, that you really can open up. And that's one of the biggest reasons for me.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Julie, for providing the feedback, for sharing your thoughts on the Fearless Money Sisterhood. I really appreciate you. I'm excited to have you, Darla, on here with me to talk about the Fearless Money Sisterhood program. And just seeing you this past about 6 months, you are definitely a rock star by default. You are always wanting to do better. You do great in finances anyway, but you're always striving to do better. And I love that about you. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So Darla, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am an interior designer, by profession and trade, I guess. I, have a love for the outdoors. I'm also a yoga teacher and have a passion for personal development, and growth. So money and personal finances fits right into that.
It absolutely does. Love that. And thank you for sharing that. So tell me a little bit about you, where you were before joining the Fearless Money Sisterhood.
Where I was before, I had followed her Money Matters Facebook group for quite some time, listened to your podcast. I think I appeared probably at the right time because I had spent a bunch of years previous working on personal finance, but found myself just getting more and more confused. So my finances were in a mess. And so I had taken some small steps previous to stumbling across your podcast and the Facebook group. But I think over the year that I was part of Her Money Matters before I joined Fearless Money Sisterhood, your group and your advice and your recommendations and all your little tricks, I guess, or tools actually to use helped me to build my confidence in doing what I was doing right and to change what I was doing not so great.
I love that. So basically, before starting, you had already dived into the world of personal finance to better, but you got stuck. You started listening to the podcast, were in the Facebook community for the Her Money Matters podcast, and you learned some tips about some tools which gave you the confidence. So that's what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, awesome.
And I'd wanted to join the Fearless Money Sisterhood a long time before I did. But of course, I was hesitant on spending additional money per month when I was trying to pay off debt and build a savings. But I also think I wasn't fully with joining something that for me, that's an extra step of accountability. And so when I did decide to take the step, I was actually getting laid off from a job and I cut my cable and just said, yep, that's exactly how much my membership fee would be and I'm going to go for it. So,
wow, that is incredible because when you shared that with me when we first connected and you first joined, I was just taken aback. I was taken aback, but that showed a lot about you and about your determination. And tell us a little bit about what you have achieved since then.
So since joining, it was perfect timing, even though it wouldn't have looked that way to somebody. It was perfect timing because my cash flow was going to decrease significantly until I was able to get back on my feet. So it helped me to, first off, know that it was okay to be where I was at, but it also helped me to really stay accountable with my money. And I managed to ride out that point of not having a steady job
without going into debt. Mm-hmm. I managed to get my budget like totally straight, make sure everything was good, and to live with, stay within my means. To where I'm at today is I now have, 6 months later, I have an emergency fund set aside already of $5,000.
And love it.
I had a few unexpected expenses come up. My fur baby passed away, so I had some additional expenses and then went through Christmas. But I feel like even though it was very unstable, that just staying connected with the group, with my accountability partner, and keeping on track of it, on top of it, and keeping track of where I was at and where I wanted to go, it just kind of worked out.
Oh, that's so awesome. I mean, seriously, the story is, you have an amazing story of how you joined the Fearless Money Sisterhood, and what you have achieved since then is just incredible. Now, I wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, because I know something that when offering my services, whether coaching or whether the Fearless Money Sisterhood, one thing that keeps people stuck and not moving forward is the money part, because you mentioned a really valid point. So you mentioned that you hadn't joined before because you could be using that money towards your debt and towards whatever financial goals you may be working towards. So what would you say to someone that is feeling that way? Because we all feel that way, right? It's a valid point. Why am I going to spend this money when I'm trying to get my finances in order, right? So what would you say to a person that's maybe feeling that way and that's what's holding them back from joining this program?
I would say check with your budget or check in with your cash flow and just see if there's something that you can cut out. It doesn't have to be for the rest of your life. It can just be, say maybe for a year, I'm going to cut this out and I'm going to reallocate or redirect this money toward paying for the membership fee or whatever it is. And, you know, maybe part of that too was I also had a goal to increase my cash flow. So even though it was decreasing at the time, my overall intention for the year was to increase it. So just looking at whatever that is that you can just maybe cut out, as opposed to adding in another expense, right? So that's kind of how I looked at it. And my cable bill always bugged me anyways. Mm-hmm. And it was at a point for me and my life where I was like, okay, I really can cut cable out because I really need to get busy and stay accountable. And so for me, it was the smartest, it just made sense. It was like, this money now is going to keep me accountable. So
love it. Love it. So what would you say is your favorite part of the Fearless Money Sisterhood?
I just really love the variety of what you have to offer the ladies in the group. You know, you have the Her Money Matters podcast and the Her Money Matters community, as well as the FMS group, the accountability partners, the collaboration in the group, just really everything. And the approach of it's really, there's no set rules. What I had found previous was that I always tried to follow other people's rules and it never really worked out for me. So I really appreciate that it's about what a priority is for the individual, and which means that I can still keep my personality while taking care of my personal finances.
Love that. Love that. And why would you recommend the Fearless Money Sisterhood for anyone listening that's just thinking about joining?
For anyone listening, I'm just going to have to say it's definitely going to change the way you look at your money, the way you work with your money, and the way you see your money. It just happens.
Love it. I love it, Darla. I really, really appreciate your feedback and everything that you shared with us today. Well, Melanie, it is such a treat to have you here. And it's been such a pleasure having you in the Fearless Money Sisterhood program, because what I've seen about you is really this intense focus in a get it done attitude, which I've absolutely loved seeing. Just take action and just achieving everything that you achieve. So tell us, Malini, a little bit about you.
Well, I am from New York City, born and raised, and I am an artist, specifically in the world of theater. Okay. I'm a producer and a publicist, director. I have a company called Theater Beyond Broadway, which is a platform that fosters and promotes the independent artist. And I created that business about 4 years ago with the hopes of just spreading the word about the beautiful and creative and ambitious works that my friends were doing. And then there's this whole community of artists. So that's what I basically do here. And also I support that with many jobs, as you and I have discussed. And I also work part-time in law. So
love it.
I have my feet in different places.
You wear many hats.
I do.
For sure. So Malina, tell us a little bit about where you were before joining the Fearless Money Sisterhood.
I had hit a block, which was interesting because I was in the midst of working on various projects. One of the things that I did to myself last year is I scheduled my life down to the second, not allowing room for life. And right before I joined the Fearless Money Sisterhood, I went on a retreat. And in that retreat, the one message that kept coming up was, it's okay to, you know, go to plan B. Like, gotcha. I kept hearing that. Plan B, plan B. So what came up was two other things. One is that I needed to start decluttering my home and get my finances together, because those were the two areas where I had a lot of fear. And I wasn't excelling. Or I had a picture in my mind of what it was supposed to look like. And I thought I was doing things to make it clearer. And the truth is, I was just actually creating my own stumbling blocks in the process.
Right. And it's amazing, those things, how much bandwidth it just takes up in the brain. And it, and like you mentioned, the stumbling blocks, it just keeps you stuck, right?
Yes.
Well, I love that you went on that retreat and just had that moment to reflect and the aha moments of the things that kept recurring to you of what you needed to focus on. So once you joined the Fearless Money Sisterhood until now, what have you achieved from the beginning since joining?
A few things. I mean, and you're really amazing and awesome because
Oh, thank you. You
are, Jen, because you really lay it out on in the group and in the work day by day, like what's in your bucket, you know, or who do you want to give a shout out to, who is doing stuff, because you've added this accountability aspect to it. What really came out of it is truly my understanding of the fact that I didn't know the steps in order to get myself into a place where I wanted to be financially. Like, I knew only I had to save money. That's what I was supposed to do. But no one really explained it in nuts and bolts to me. So with your, and I just want to say this, you know, if you say something to the universe will answer. So while I was saying I need assistance, universe, on this financial mission, that's when I stumbled upon you.
That's crazy, right?
And you just appear. It's like I conjured you up and there you are. There was Jen.
Amazing, amazing.
It was. I was like, okay. And it was you were exactly what I needed. And you had the spreadsheets, and you talk a lot about what is causing the fear. Maybe those are not the exact words and how you asked it, but that's what you were saying. Okay, but yes, it's about numbers and spreadsheets and a budget and blah, 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 blah. But it's also about what is in your mind that is creating a story that you could break through.
Right. I love it. For, since joining the Fearless Money Sisterhood, you at the beginning you knew you had to save, and since then you've gained clarity. You've learned the steps of what you needed to do to get to where you needed to be, is what I'm hearing. And then some clarity, it seems.
It was definitely that was the foundation, and then all the other steps that you laid forward. So now I knew to set a goal for myself each mm-hmm. week. Or, hey, and this was one of the great things I loved about our conversation, when you're like, okay, Melanie, that may not be a responsible goal. Maybe you want to look at it this way.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, looking at it from another way, instead of having this magic number in my head, and putting it into perspective, all the other, like my debts that I wanted to clean up, money I wanted to save, I kind of wanted to do it in a broad sense, but mm-hmm. you're like, okay, well, maybe do this in a shorter amount of time at this amount. And
gotcha.
Then you can work towards that at a later amount. And I have to tell you, that's actually worked. That would be one of the successes, one
awesome.
Of the many successes.
Is learning about the goal and being able to achieve it, not just setting it, but setting it in a way where you could achieve it. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly it. Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would you say has been your favorite part about the program?
The accountability.
Okay. Perfect.
The accountability. In my heart, I'm an overachiever. I'm a goal setter and a dreamer. That's who I am. But there is an other side of me that's lazy. And unless I have somebody to be accountable for, who's saying, okay, where are you this week? Did you do it? All right. And kind of walk me through it. I can kind of just be like, all right, I'll deal with it next week. You know, so that was huge. And if you remember, I think we were odd numbered.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Jen, is there somebody who, like, I have these two women, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
The accountability partners. Perfect. Awesome. And then why would you recommend it to someone? If someone that is listening, that's just contemplating joining the Fearless Money Sisterhood, what would you say to them? Why would you recommend it?
I would recommend it because, one, honestly, the cost that you for the service you provide is not over the hill.
Okay.
It's quite
manageable. It's doable.
It's completely doable. There's that, and there's also, you could budget out your time, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of thinking, oh my God, I have to sign up for this forever and ever and ever and ever, you provide steps to grow what you've created. So I know sometimes we are like, oh my goodness, it's too much. It's like, nope, just commit.
Absolutely.
Two months and, you know, and then keep it moving, or whatever you need to do for yourself.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness, Melanie, thanks for sharing that and your feedback on that, because I know it's going to definitely help someone.
And can I just say one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
You're so accessible that you don't feel like you're in this sisterhood alone. So you're not creating, and you're not in fear in a vacuum.
Gotcha.
You're a great leader. So.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Melanie. I appreciate you, and I've enjoyed having you. My heart is so full right now, and I hope yours is too. I hope that you enjoyed listening to these ladies, that it gave you some inspiration, that it gave you the ability to see how possible that is for you, no matter where you are at today, whether you're overwhelmed, whether you feel stuck, wherever it is for you, it is possible. You can make a change, and they are that testament that you can do this, because they have come from different backgrounds, from different stories. And these ladies started as listeners. So they started like you, on the other side, listening in, trying to get some inspiration, trying to get some hope, trying to learn something and apply it. And then they became part of our Her Money Matters community. And then they entrusted me to guide them along in their journey. And entrusting me is a huge part. I am so grateful for that. So I don't take it lightly, because I know money is a private matter. I know money is a sensitive topic. So when you entrust me, when you say yes, and you decide to work with me, that is huge for me. That is So I can't even explain how big that is for me. So if you didn't listen to last week's episodes, you definitely haven't met Kathy, Christina, and Laura. So download that episode as well. It's episode 88, or you can simply go to jenhempill.com/88 to check it out. So as a last reminder that the Fearless Money Sisterhood will only be open until tomorrow, Friday, February 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when we'll be shutting that down. So that is tomorrow, Friday 17th at 9 p.m. That is if you're listening to this the day that the episode airs. Of course, if you're listening to this afterwards, there'll be a waitlist that you can join to get notified. But if you're listening and you are ready to make the commitment, ready to move forward, ready to make a change, you can join us at jenhempill.com/FMS. So that is in Fearless Money Sisterhood. So I'll see you there, right? This way I can share and celebrate your story the next time when I do these rounds of interviews. So next week on the podcast, we'll be talking about identity theft with David Rubenstein. So look forward to that. And that is a wrap for today. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, as I realize there's many shows you can choose from and you chose this one. So I appreciate it. And you can check out today's written recap over at jenhempill.com/89. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk again next Thursday.